CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Trying to save his nomination as Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, who's been dogged by allegations of alcohol and sex abuse. He denied the allegations, but told SiriusXM host Megyn Kelly he will not drink if confirmed.
There won't be a drop of alcohol on my lips while I'm doing it.
He's denying accusations he was forced out of leadership of a veterans group for alcohol abuse and other inappropriate conduct. Somebody wanted Brian Thompson dead. The chief executive of United Healthcare was shot dead Wednesday here in New York City. Police say it was a targeted killing, the gunman opening fire as Thompson entered a hotel, hosting an investor conference, and then escaping. In Palermo, California, a man visited Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists about enrolling a family member. Afterwards, say police, he shot two boys aged 5 and 6. They're both hospitalized in critical condition. The gunman dead from a self-inflicted gunshot. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court took arguments in a culture wars case. Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming treatment for underage kids, even if their parents want it.
The court's conservative majority was highly sympathetic, at least many members of that majority, to Tennessee's law, saying that legislatures should be the ones to regulate medical procedures, not courts. The Biden administration and the liberal justices seem to suggest that this was discriminatory, banning outright a treatment that many families and many kids have said has made a real difference in their lives.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Not too late to be a mother again for this geriatric bird.
Congratulations to Wisdom. The Laysan albatross just laid another egg. The thing is, Wisdom is 74 years old. Scientists call her the oldest wild bird in the world. Wisdom with a new mate after her old mate flew off and left her, living her best life on Midway Island in the Pacific.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Packers head to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, I feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This way we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999 when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, blustery northwest winds up around 40 miles per hour, driving our temperatures down into the mid-single digits, wind chills easily below zero. On Thursday, skies gradually turning sunny, blustery winds in lower 20s. It's 6 at our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram Jr. will join me. Are democracies around the world under threat, or is democracy just old-fashioned? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots coming up on the show today. Darren Van Rooten will be joining us right after the 11 o'clock news to talk about the still languishing farm bill, which is really important to Wisconsin farmers. So we'll find out where the status of that is.
Yeah, it's important to, honestly,
to all of us.
All of us.
Absolutely. Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for public service announcement at 11:33. And of course, we will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Remains of the Day edition.
That sounds fancy.
Doesn't it sound fancy?
Sounds very fancy.
It might not be exactly what you think. So
It never is.
It never is. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, you can send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. I did want to come on and share some breaking news with you. This is really tragic. Yeah. CNN reporting that the CEO of United Healthcare was shot and killed in Midtown Manhattan earlier this morning. It happened outside of a Hilton hotel in Midtown. Brian Thompson, the United Healthcare CEO, was reportedly walking towards the hotel in a suit and tie. He was attending a meeting of investors, I believe. A gunman who investigators say CNN, he was waiting for some time before Brian Thompson arrived, opened fire from 20 feet away using a silencer, hitting Thompson multiple times. Details continue to come out. But at this point, according to CNN, they say it does appear to be a targeted shooting.
With a silencer, too. I did not hear that.
That's very targeted and very premeditated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tragic, obviously, for Mr. Thompson and his family. And we will be updating you as details become available. But this kind of tragically blends into something that happened closer to home in Kenosha. Kenosha police from TMJ4 arrested a 16-year-old student on Monday at Indian Trail High School after investigators say he brought a loaded gun into the school. Kenosha police took him into custody. He made it into the school with an actual gun. It's crazy, according to another parent at the Indian Trail High School. She was picking up her daughter for after-school activities. The mother was obviously very frightened. According to KUSD, the student was searched by two Kenosha officers. The gun was not found, but it was found on him while he was in custody. Again, this report from TMJ4.com. The situation about a month after a potential school shooting got stopped at Kenosha's Roosevelt Elementary School when a 13-year-old tried getting into the school with airsoft guns. Very, very concerning. Obviously, parents not happy about this. I'm sure school officials not happy about this. At least one parent said she would like to see metal detectors added to the schools and more policing. There is going to be a referendum in February.
Yeah.
And the school board does have plans to enhance security if funds are secured through the referendum. This is an eternal worry now for parents.
Yeah. And the fact that you have to say something to the effect of like, they need metal detectors. It's not something that, I mean, I didn't grow up in grade school and middle school with metal detectors. I don't know how new
how that
they
works.
Are.
Are they new? I don't think so.
I mean, Calvin, can you give us an idea? Did the schools you went to, did they have metal detectors? Did you know kids who went to schools who had that type of policing or protection?
I always feel a little out of touch with this because I went to an extremely small high school. I graduated with 70 kids. Only had 300 kids in my whole high school. So I think I had a more sheltered experience. I don't know.
I would say you have it more of traditional, honestly, like where you not having to deal with police.
School safety officers.
The school officers and metal detectors and those kinds of things. I mean, I think that's something that's from the, I don't want to say the olden days, but from even when I was a kid, it was the same thing. I'm like, I didn't have those things.
Well, good heavens, we would never have.
Yeah.
Back when I was in school, I mean, I was in school in the 60s
yeah.
and 70s. So no, if you're listening and you have a kid in high school or a kid in grade school, I would be very curious to know if metal detectors are common now. Yeah. 855-752-4842. And certainly this isn't just an urban problem.
No, no. No, because Kenosha is not, I wouldn't consider any, it's...
Well, it's a pretty large city.
It's a large city, but it's also, I mean, I don't know, to me, we had a comment on the live stream say it's about time they start asking for metal detectors. I think my point is that now that that's, my point is those, that's almost a foregone conclusion that parents have to say, like, well, get metal detectors in there, where honestly, if I was a parent... Of course, I'd worry about my child being in any school nowadays because it doesn't matter where your kid goes to school. This is possible. But also, when you're saying, I want there to be metal detectors, that would make me nervous, too. Like, it's just, it's a no-win situation.
Yeah. Kenosha Unified School District is moving forward with a plan to enhance security. They did approve this referendum question that will be on the ballots in February. Christy Murphy, a parent in the district, says, I just want us to focus on the actual issue and not get us further into debt. The only way to keep our kids safe is by preventing threats from getting into the building. And I know we have talked about other security measures that schools can do, trying to, have hedges around the building so you can't see into the classrooms, things like that.
There's a whole new industry now in classroom protection, whether it's like simple locks that you can engage from the inside of the room to, like, entire walls that come apart and protect the room itself. And it's like, it feels almost, it just feels overwhelming as a parent. You almost have to judge how good a school is by their school shooter protocols and what do they have in place to keep the kids safe versus how good is the actual education?
Yeah. PJ on the live stream, back in the 90s, they brought up the idea of metal detectors in schools. If they can put metal detectors in courthouses, they can certainly put them in schools. I think, though, PJ, it's probably a matter of money. It's a matter of financing it.
Yeah. Plus, also, I'm not against having metal detectors in schools. I'm not saying it should not happen. It's just every time I hear that, it's a gut punch. I know it's almost a necessity now. Just hate.
Well, it's tragic that we're here.
Yeah.
It's tragic that we have to talk about this.
Yeah.
District officials in Kenosha say the plans are still in the early stages and that if this referendum in February doesn't pass, they will not have the money for security upgrades. Because again, we know our state legislature has been underfunding our schools, certainly our public schools.
I mean, how much money do we
have?
For
a long time. I believe it's $4.6 billion. That just came up again.
A lot of surplus and the money that's, and besides the surplus, it's still money that has been allocated that joint finance is sitting on. And folks, you might say, you guys talk about this a lot. Yeah, we do, because we want everyone listening to never forget that our state legislature, specifically the Joint Finance Committee, is sitting on money to help us.
And they're sitting on money that has been approved.
Yeah. From education to clean water to hospitals.
Yes.
And we have $4.6 billion in surplus. And we have a legislature who says, no, we don't need to, and we don't need to invest in our state and make it an attractive place for other people to come to, or keep our children safe for that matter.
Well, that's just public schools.
Well, yeah, put them in private schools.
They like private schools.
Yeah, put them in private schools.
They're all about the private schools.
Oh, my gosh.
Andrew in Maine, also on the live stream, I thought the Republican-managed legislatures were focused on treating the mental health causes of shootings. Yeah, that's only in the aftermath of a shooting when they say, well, it's never the guns, it's mental health problems, so we need to fund mental health problems. And then when it comes time to do that, they don't do that either.
I mean, this country aside, but the day that anything GOP-run that looks at mental health, I don't even know what to do with myself. The idea that they would say, let's look at mental health, being serious, putting money towards it, and actually trying to find a solution, because they don't care about mental health. This country doesn't care about mental health, let alone the GOP.
We gave it a lot of lip service.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
We care about it when a celebrity dies. We care about it for about a week, and then we move on. That's it.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join this conversation. Should we have metal detectors in all of our schools? I kind of thought they were already there.
Me too.
Again, I'm far away from school, and I don't have kids anymore. Or friends who have kids who are in school. My friends are grandparents now.
Yeah.
It's kind of where I am.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm waiting for that day. I'm trying to think of who my first friends are. It could be grandparents.
It'll be here before you realize it.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be here before you realize
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But we are talking again about a 16-year-old who was arrested on Monday at Indian Trail High School after investigators say he brought a loaded gun into the school. He made it inside. Fortunately, no one was hurt. This could have had a much different outcome. And I haven't seen a lot more details about this, whether or not this was a mental health issue, if they got tipped off somehow, or if he put something on social media.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just another reminder to parents, too, to keep track of what your kids are saying out there.
I mean, I'm never going to tell someone how to parent, but I mean, I don't even want to tell them to check their kids' bags before they go to school, but it almost seems like that's what you have to do nowadays. You have to restrict their screen time, keep them off social media as much as possible, check their bags before they leave. I hate saying that because I don't want to tell someone how to parent, but
these are the days in which we live.
Yeah.
These are the days.
Yep.
All right. We're going to keep things going and move along. We're going to be talking about, speaking of money.
Ooh.
From the state legislature.
Oh, so nothing then.
Some criticism coming from somewhere I would not have expected. That's on the way next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch, like you can with a real security, like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Mach, and Sweet Gal B coming to you from our studio in Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, if you download the Civic Media app, wherever you get your apps, you can call and text directly to the show from the app. And you can do that for all of the shows all across Civic Media, which is pretty cool.
I agree.
It really is.
Yeah.
And we stream Badgers games.
Yep.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah. We stream Badgers games.
Yep.
And I understand the basketball team's doing quite well.
Oh.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow because we'll do some sports tomorrow. But yes, download the Civic Media app. I believe there is an app-specific contest that is coming up.
Oh, boy.
Where you can win wonderful and fabulous prizes that could but probably won't change the course of your entire life.
You can win. I can't win.
I can't win.
I'm talking to them right now.
Yes, you can absolutely win. So download the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free. I find this interesting. Again, from TMJ4 News. Headline reads, Waukesha County Board demands fair share of state funding.
Huh.
Businesses hopeful.
Huh.
Now, they were just talking about a 5% sales tax increase. That was in October. They tried to pass it in October. It failed. Intended to address a budget shortfall. Under this proposal, the sales tax would have kicked in on July 1st of next year. Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow ultimately withdrew the plan to increase the sales tax because that was not very popular. They never are.
No.
They're not. They're never popular, but sometimes, as we have found, when the legislature is not funding mandated programs, mandated meaning you have to do them.
Yes.
You have to do them.
Yes.
And they don't fund those mandated programs. That leaves communities in a bit of a pinch. The Waukesha County Board of Supervisors unanimously passed a resolution asking state lawmakers to look at the lack of funding Waukesha County gets to pay for mandated services. According to a news release, quote, despite being home to a significant portion of the state's population, Waukesha County ranks second to last in per capita state funding among Wisconsin's 72 counties. This lack of state support makes it difficult for the county to meet its residents' needs. Yes. I think a lot of counties and municipalities have felt that.
I think that, yes. When I worked for Racine, we were constantly being told that we weren't getting money. And
but you have to do this program.
You have to do programs. You have to do these things. And they made it very clear that they were going to push these programs onto areas that didn't vote for them as a way of saying, ha ha. But now these counties, these municipalities are feeling the pinch and they are very red strongholds. And I find it adorable that the Waukesha County Board voted a resolution to say, hey, legislature, what's going on, man? And I'm sure the legislature's going to be like, oh.
We'll get right on that.
Did you hear about Waukesha asked? It's fine. Take care of them. Slip them an extra $200,000.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, if they did that, I would be. Oh.
Yeah. Waukesha County Supervisor Jacob LaFontaine says the funding shortfall is a serious issue, which is why he authored the resolution urging state lawmakers to help address Waukesha County's financial gaps. If they don't, this could lead to cuts in law enforcement and the prosecutor's office. Mm. And we already have backlogs in our court systems.
These are cuts that bigger municipalities have been making for years now because they've had no choice. And like I said, Waukesha County is a big place, but it's not Madison, it's not Milwaukee, but these areas
it's an important area. They're feeling
the pinch.
Absolutely.
And this sort of behavior is now finally affecting the regular voters and not the liberal cities. So what's the legislature going to do?
Well, and I do want to say that this is one of the reasons that why we harped so hard on wanting to see some changes within the Wisconsin legislature, because mm-hmm. it affects all of us.
Yes. Yep.
This lack of funding hurts all of us. I don't care how you vote.
Yeah.
Supervisor Jacob LaFontaine says where we have shortfalls and we're sending $1.5 billion to the state. Meanwhile, the state is sitting on $4.6 billion that is not being used to help anyone at all. It's hoped lawmakers will consider the impact on small businesses and local residents. LaFontaine says the resolution is a way to have open communication with the state.
Do you know what the state's going to tell them to do?
Go away.
No. They're going to go the Robin Voss way.
Which is?
Put a referendum on your ballot in spring and raise your taxes. I won't do that.
But they just failed to do that.
Well, it's not his problem. He won't raise your taxes. He will never raise your taxes. If you want to raise your own taxes, that's not his problem. He supports freedom. But that's probably gonna be Robin's solution is try again. Raise those taxes. Raise those fees.
Laura from Wisconsin Rapids texting and listening on WFHR. This country is proving it doesn't care about kids either. We need common sense gun control laws, better public school funding, free lunches for all. Before I believe otherwise, we were talking earlier about Kenosha, but I think, again, it's about funding things. It's mm-hmm. about paying for things.
I want us to stop talking about, I want to start using this term. It's about investing. It's about taking that money that we have and investing in our states, in our state.
In our kids,
in our counties, in our municipalities, in our police, in our fire, in our prosecutors, in our schools. This is about investment. That is what we need to talk about because that investment builds a return. And if you want a case study, Minnesota.
Yeah.
So let's stop looking at it as like, oh, we're spending so much money. No, we are investing money in the long term and looking for a return on that. People moving here with their kids to start new lives, get jobs, those kinds of things. Living in safe neighborhoods with good school
and
systems.
With clean water.
All those things. What an amazing idea. It's almost like we couldn't do it if we wanted to. Oh, it's right. We have a lot of money to clean our water.
$4.6 billion. But it's Robin's money. It's Robin's money. All right. News is coming up next when we return. Let's switch out Hegseth for DeSantis. Interesting. That's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Trying to save his nomination as Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, who's been dogged by allegations of alcohol and sex abuse. He denied the allegations, but told SiriusXM host Megyn Kelly he will not drink if confirmed.
There won't be a drop of alcohol on my lips while I'm doing it.
He's denying accusations he was forced out of leadership of a veterans group for alcohol abuse and other inappropriate conduct. Somebody wanted Brian Thompson dead. The chief executive of United Healthcare was shot dead Wednesday here in New York City. Police say it was a targeted killing, the gunman opening fire as Thompson entered a hotel, hosting an investor conference, and then escaping. In Palermo, California, a man visited Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists about enrolling a family member. Afterwards, say police, he shot two boys aged 5 and 6. They're both hospitalized in critical condition. The gunman dead from a self-inflicted gunshot. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Packers head to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This way we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Do you have an actor you like to watch even if he or she is in a TV show or movie that isn't great? That's how I feel about Coleman Domingo, who is the star of the show Madness. Domingo plays an outspoken TV personality who rents an Airbnb in the secluded Pennsylvania woods to work on a book, but stumbles upon a murder. He ends up fighting for his life while trying to clear his name after being framed for the crime. I can't give it rave reviews, but it's not a bad thriller, mostly because of the performance of Domingo. Season 1 of The Madness is available to stream on Netflix. Speaking of Domingo, his film Sing Sing is one of 5 nominees for Best Picture by the Independent Spirit Awards. Other nominees include the Demi Moore horror film The Substance, modern-day Cinderella critics' darling Anora, A24's I Saw the TV Glow, and Amazon MGM's Nickel Boys, which will be in theaters December 13th. Many more nominations for many more award shows will be announced right around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price of the Overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, blustery northwest winds up around 40 miles per hour, driving our temperatures down into the mid-single digits. Wind chills easily below zero. On Thursday, skies gradually turning sunny, blustery winds in lower 20s. Currently 8 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. Next up, Tom Paulswitz joins me in the co-host chair. We're going to talk about the arguments before the Supreme Court about transgender care rights. Next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk a little weather. We do have some snow coming in, maybe a little rain, and some super high winds, depending upon where you are. Brittany Merlot will be here for her regular slot tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Give us an update. But I want to give you a little heads up about that if you're going to be on the roads a little bit later on this afternoon. So stick around for that. Right now, though, Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense, is under a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Because of reports of his alleged sexual assaults and personal misconduct. Married three times. Cheated on the first two.
Well, that just sounds like you're acting like the guy in charge.
Well, there's that. But now it's not looking so good for him as far as getting confirmed.
Oh, now it isn't.
Now it's not.
Now we've passed.
There's still a chance.
Now we've passed the point of most no return.
Well, he claimed this morning that Democrats are smearing him with fake anonymous BS stories because they were afraid of him. Now, I think it's important to point out that a woman who attended a GOP event in California in 2016 is the one who accused him of rape. And then he settled with her.
Yeah.
He settled with her.
And that was, you said 2016?
2017.
So that was 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We just started talking about this about
a couple weeks ago.
So, yeah, that seems to line up with his way of thinking. It's the liberal BS.
Yeah. He's also facing allegations of financial mismanagement, personal misconduct, including appearing drunk on the job. And while he was running two different nonprofits, Vets for Freedom and Concerned Veterans for America, big article in the New Yorker magazine with a lot of these allegations and how he was essentially shoved out of those two organizations because he was incompetent. He took his team to a strip club. Allegedly, took his team to a strip club, got so loaded he tried to get up on stage to dance with the strippers and they had to pull him out of the strip club. This seems like a big security concern for the head of the Department of Defense. No?
Well, I mean, yeah, well, yes, absolutely. But also just the notion of like this is liberal BS smear tactics.
You settled a court case.
No, man, this is just you. This is just you. And
your past catching up with you.
Yep. Wait, do I hear something knocking on the door right now, Jane? Are those consequences?
Well, not yet.
I mean, I'm not even talking about jail or anything. Like, I'm just saying not getting the job is a start for me. That my bar is that low.
Multiple outlets reporting that Donald Trump is in serious talks now with Ron DeSantis to step in and become his replacement candidate should Pete Hegseth be pushed aside. Although the New York Times says that DeSantis is not a shoo-in for the spot. Do they not hate each other anymore?
No, of course they don't.
No, now they can use each other.
Yeah, and just like a few others, he gets to overpower them, if you will. These are people who tried to take shots at the king. They came for the king.
True.
They came for the crown.
And they missed.
And now Donald Trump can put them in positions of power and constantly bigfoot them, constantly overshadow them, and make them look like fools because that's what he's going to do to his enemies. And his friends, which whatever that means in his world, honestly, Ron DeSantis is a vet. He served for nearly 20 years in the Navy. But this notion of it just seems like there's a grab bag with names in there and they
try
pull
this
up,
one.
But they're all, once again, these are all names that, like, once again, Ron DeSantis, a name we know, a name we're familiar with. Reboot of the Apprentice government style. That's all this is to me, period.
Interesting point. 855-752-4842. If you want to join the conversation, Bill from Oconomowoc is on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
I love it when you're talking about the Fox host Haggis and his qualifications. So is the bar that you need 36 felonies, sexual predator charges, tax problems, paying porn stars? How many felonies do you need before nobody accepts you?
I don't know that there's a limit, Bill. Peter Navarro. Remember Peter Navarro, who just got out of prison?
He got out of prison and got on the plane and went right to the RNC to speak on stage.
And now he's joined the White House.
Yeah,
he's joined the upcoming administration.
Yeah.
He just got out of jail.
There's no, I mean.
I think that's actually more of a plus.
Remember the whole GOP thing of personal responsibility?
All the best people?
All the best people, the bootstraps, all the things. That's gone. Now it's just, how can you lick the boot the best? How do you hold up dear leader the best? It's not about who's best for the job. And by the way, Bill, let's clarify something here. Pete Hegseth was a Fox and Friends weekend host. Oofers.
Yeah. And Bill, it was so funny. I saw one of the Fox people saying this morning, well, he filled in for all of us. Obviously, he's qualified. Well, he's qualified as a fill-in host. That doesn't qualify him to head the Department of Defense. Are you kidding me?
By their standard, I can be on Fox right now.
By that standard, you could be the head of the Department of Defense.
That's very true. Guys, I got to go. I got some things to do. Calvin, did you have something you wanted to say?
Well, I just wanted to add, Jane already brought up his alleged drinking problem, but that alleged drinking problem is coming from people he worked with at Fox News.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why certain members of Fox, like, I don't know.
Maybe they're like, take him. Go ahead, take him.
You guys can have him.
You can have him. I hear there's an open bar in the Pentagon.
Andrew texting in, today I learned that facts are being relabeled as liberal smear campaigns. Yes. Yeah, facts are very uncomfortable things.
Yeah. The main thing about a fact, don't ever forget, folks, doesn't care about your feelings.
No, they don't.
They do not care about your feelings at all.
Interesting, considering DeSantis, and again, who, as you pointed out, Greg, did serve as a Navy lawyer in Iraq and the Guantanamo Bay detention facilities, was on an earlier list of potential defense secretary candidates that were presented to Trump. But Trump obviously ultimately went with Hegseth. But now, as his nomination has faltered, they're looking at the list again, and DeSantis is among the top choices. Now, this is a tricky thing for, I mean, Ron DeSantis cannot run for another term as governor in Florida.
Correct.
So once this is up, he's done in that spot.
And who doesn't have a job right now?
Oh, that would be, I can absolutely see that happening. So DeSantis leaves.
Yep.
Matt Gaetz.
Yep.
Runs for governor of Florida, and he would win.
Florida's own
favorite son.
Florida's favorite son, just back from his latest Botox session.
Eyebrow lift,
yes. No, that's exactly what I think is going to happen, is that Ron DeSantis doesn't have to worry about anything. He gets to leave office. He gets to go on and be. Honestly, I would have, if I was Trump, I would have picked him for AG, but that's just me.
DeSantis?
But, yeah, I would have picked him for AG. But yeah, it's he leaves, he becomes, I think he can go through the process because he's mostly vetted anyways by running for president. And he, apart from saying real dumb things and yelling at children for wearing their masks, it's kind of a out of the park home run for Trump because it's Ron DeSantis. And there isn't a lot of controversy there that would hold up the GOP, I should say.
True.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, true.
He's not from what I understand, he's not a partier. He's not a womanizer. He's none of those.
He doesn't have that kind of stuff in his lurking in his background.
His mother doesn't write letters about him that says my son is a terrible person.
And then get on Fox this morning and say, I regretted it 2 hours later. Oh, I never should have said that.
Yeah.
Calvin.
Yeah. And it almost makes you question if this is like purposeful. Like when you go back to like the Matt Gaetz proposal, like let's put up someone insane that no one will like. So that way the next person we put up, no matter who it is, seems rational.
And that's where I felt with
Cash Patel.
No, not Cash Patel. Oh,
I definitely think that. Well, Cash Patel
is he is, in my opinion, insane. He is not a well human being. But no, this is where what it was for me with Matt Gaetz to Pam Bondi.
Yes.
Pam Bondi.
Who's not much better.
Not much better. Not at all, actually. Not one bit. But she has far less visible baggage than Matt Gaetz has. She's at least not being investigated for interstate sex trafficking
With teenagers.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think there's a couple of these positions that are going to be filled in with, you know, second stringers, but they're really the ones they wanted in the first place.
That could be.
But once again, these look at across the board, all the individuals he's proposing. These are all people who are already camera ready. These are not new individuals. We see this happen all the time with presidents. They like, you know, Health and Human Services. Who is this person? Oh, they taught at Yale for 25 years. No, these are all TV ready
TV people,
prime time available. Go to the studio and have your great interview and say the weirdest things on earth, as long as you're propping up Dear Leader.
Ron DeSantis does run the risk, though, of getting fired in 2 months.
Well, yeah, I think they all, right? I mean, I think they all run the risk of being fired because he will not be outshone.
Well, ever. And the turnover in the first Trump administration was head spinning.
Yeah.
It really was. I mean, he went through people like I go through Kleenex when I have a sinus infection.
Yeah, I mean, it was 44 cabinet members.
Yes.
And 40 of them said he was not fit to be the president.
Yes.
Most presidents in their four-year term do not have 40 cabinet members.
Interesting times.
Overachiever.
Is that what it is?
Sure.
Shooting for the moon.
Yeah.
I do think, though, that if DeSantis, because again, this is going to be fascinating to see how this Hegseth thing plays out. Somebody on Fox and Friends this morning actually said that he thinks that a lot of senators will feel for Pete Hegseth because they hate their ex-wives too, essentially.
It's amazing what you can just say nowadays. It's amazing. There's like the thoughts that you think you can say.
They just come right out.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say those words. I want to see what happens.
Because I can.
Yep. No consequences. None.
Well, we will keep you updated as things develop.
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth already this morning saying, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to give up.
No.
And I think he's meeting with Jody Ernst of Iowa.
Oh, my God.
So we'll see. We'll see what that does. But mom says he's a changed man. And that's, I'm not saying that can't happen. People can change.
But you know, one of the things that come with these kinds of life altering changes when it comes to, you know, whether it's you are recovering addiction or just trying to get your life together, the family side of it. Something that always comes with that, if you're true about your journey about becoming better as a human, is humility. And this man has zero humility.
Well, and I also, it was always my understanding as well, is that you have to own your past mistakes.
Yes. And yes, you have to own your past mistakes. You have to have that humility. And if he was half a good human, he would say, I'm not going to put my family through this. All these things that are coming out, I can't do that.
Is it worth it?
I got to fix this. But he's not. This is all about him. This is all about the spotlight. And frankly, bro, if you're watching, and I know you are, Pete, go see a therapist.
Kelvin.
Yeah, I'm not remembering the position or the man's name, but there was someone who stepped down and I hadn't even heard, stepped out of the running, and I hadn't even heard anything third about him. He was just like, yeah, no, I don't want
that. He was with the DEA guy?
Yes, yeah. That's who it was.
Yeah, and the reason why they got rid of him is because he actually arrested a pastor who was holding services during COVID lockdown. And that's why he withdrew, because MAGA was going crazy about that. So, all right. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit about the weather. We do have some weather coming our way, so stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, potentially global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it. All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Calviente. On the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. You can always join us over at Blue Sky.
Ooh.
We're over there, too. We just want to check it out.
I don't think we have a show account.
We do not have a show account.
No.
No, but we do both have our personal pages over there.
And that makes Putz de Leon sad.
It does make him sad. Blue Sky's growing.
It is.
It is growing. It's a different vibe over there. So if you haven't checked it out yet, you may want to just drop in.
Yeah.
Drop in. Check it out. We do have some weather coming our way.
Ugh.
And I want to give you a little bit of a heads up. We have Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. What's going on? Thanks for joining us.
Well, I'm just wondering because the felon-elect is putting all these wonderful people into the cabinet positions, and he's planning on dismantling the FBI. And I'm just wondering, once he dismantles the FBI, if he gets assassinated, who's going to do the investigation?
Well, I'm sure, I mean, it'll probably be the Secret Service. Along with the CIA, right? I mean, I don't think they're going to dismantle it to the point where there's no FBI, there's no federal police arm. There still will be something, I believe.
Oh, absolutely, because they want to use the enforcement arm of the FBI to go against their perceived enemies.
Yeah, it'll be toothless.
They're just going to remove people who would object to potentially illegal things.
Yeah.
The incoming administration would want to do, don't you think, Cindy?
I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder because a king doesn't necessarily need anything but maybe a couple of bodyguards, right?
Well, I think he wants to use this as a tool of revenge. So I don't see him completely dismantling these organizations that he can use against people.
Mm-hmm.
Just my opinion, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cindy. Always appreciate you checking in. Thank you for doing what you do. She's a school bus driver. She's a saint. Okay, back to the weather.
Yeah.
National Weather Service says bursts of light to moderate snow are expected across southern Wisconsin throughout this afternoon. It's expected to peak in south central Wisconsin between noon and 4 p.m., and then it will be hitting us in the southeastern portion of the state primarily between 2 and 6. Not looking at a lot of snow, at least around here. Snow accumulations should stay under half an inch, but it's the winds that could really cause visibility problems, especially during the evening commute tonight. So keep that in mind. Remember how to drive in snow. We've done this before.
Yep.
But just be careful.
Doesn't mean you have to. I mean, it doesn't even mean you have to drive the speed limit. You can drive a little bit under the speed limit. Guys, and anybody with trucks, all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive.
Physics still apply to you.
Well, physics still apply to you, but also people around you. Just know that your driving has an impact on other people. Drive down the road. It's not illegal to care.
Weather Service predicting a chance of rain and snow showers between 1 and 3 in Milwaukee, and then switching over to scattered snow showers later in the afternoon and evening. I heard Brittany on with Pat Kreitlow this morning talking about the winds, though. We're going to get like some 40-mile-an-hour winds, 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts possible later on this afternoon. So we do have a wind advisory in effect for all of southern and most of central Wisconsin that kicks in 2 o'clock today until midnight, and then it's going to get really cold. It's winter.
I know. It's not, though. Not yet. Not for a couple weeks.
It's kind of winter.
It's fall still. I demand at least a few more 40, something in the 40s days.
That could still happen. It's possible.
That'd be nice.
What was the magical thing you were talking about that you keep in your car?
Oh, yes.
That you think everyone should have.
Yes. Actually, let me get the exact name of it.
And then we can put this in the show notes, too.
I will put this in the show notes. I will be using an Amazon link. Some people don't like Amazon. I'm only using it as a reference point. You can try to find it on your own. Do your thing, Jelly Bean. I don't care. Don't yell at me. We use what's called an AvaPow 6,000 amp car battery jump starter. And this is for gas cars only. It is essentially, you plug it in, you charge up this big battery pack.
Okay.
And then if you are stranded, you use this battery pack to jump your car. You don't have to have someone else there.
Oh, that's nice.
And we found out about this when Bridget's car wasn't starting one night. We called AAA. Also get AAA. AAA is amazing. I'm not endorsed by either products.
However, we're open for sponsorships.
I'm open. Dude, if I could talk my way into a free AAA account, oh my goodness. I've been with you for 30 years, people.
We're available.
But he came out of his truck, and I expected him to pull out this big thing or
jumper cables
or hook it onto it. It was this product, and it looks like, it's about, I can't even tell
you.
It
looks like a little space heater.
It looks
actually.
Like a thermos. It looks like the size of a thermos.
Yeah.
And he pulled it out, hooked it up, put it on the car, started her car up immediately. He goes, I can jump my truck with it.
He can jump his tow truck.
A tow truck with it. I think it's a great investment. I know I saw one today for $150 with a $50 off coupon. I don't know if it's a Cyber Monday deal.
And you said too that it holds a charge for like 4 months.
Yeah, if you charge it up, it will hold a charge for months if you're not using it. You can also use it as a flashlight. You can also, there's some other functions to it. But I've used it 5 times, 2 of those times for other people. It is paid for itself. I will put this in the show notes. You should have one in your car, especially in the winter months. Just period.
Good Christmas gift.
There it is.
Be thinking. All right, news coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll see how feisty those winds are with Brittany Merlot and a little weather and wine. We talk sports with J.R. Ratcliffe and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.